The final seat on the Santa Rosa City Council has been filled. Natalie Rogers will be the newest council member, narrowly defeating runner-up Eric Christensen. She joins us now on the KSRO Liveline. Good morning.
Good morning, Michelle. Thank you for having me.
Of course. So, what did you think of the election process and waiting on those results?
Definitely, there was some anxiety waiting for the results, but I'm really happy that the District 7 have chosen me to be their representative on their city council.
So what are you looking forward to when you do take office?
Definitely just continuing to speak to the constituents, other leaders in the community, and seeing how we can progress forward given the situation that we have with COVID and other situations that are facing us. I'm really just excited to work with the current city council members and the new ones that are coming in. So, yes, very, very excited.
What do you think are the biggest challenges for your district?
Well, my district is comprised of a lot of working families, so definitely just keeping those families employed and working, and if they're working in the city of Santa Rosa, keeping those businesses open, I think would be a big thing in my district right now. And also tackling our unhoused residents and how do we support them and where do we go from here, given everything that is going on with COVID makes it a little bit more difficult. So thinking out of the box, and I think in order to do that, I'm definitely going to have to reach out and sit down with people and listen to them and a lot of telephone calls, because our residents do have some answers. We just need to open our ears and have the time and availability to listen.
Now, as someone who has not been in elected office before, what kinds of things do you bring to the position?
Well, being a therapist, definitely being able to listen and to see multiple sides and to come up with a solution. All that may not make everyone happy, but solutions that we can live with that will continue to allow us to go forward as a city.
And what about being a mom? How does that help you be a good councilwoman?
Oh, I'm a mother of eight, so I'm definitely able to juggle.
Yeah.
and get everyone's needs met. I always say that being a mother is one job that I definitely cannot mess up on, and I love my family and my children, and I pride myself on my ability to parent.
Yeah, and that multitasking with eight kids, my goodness, you must be very good at that. Awesome. And when will you actually be sworn in on the council?
From what I hear, December 8th, I will be sworn in, and I am all ready to go.
And now, one of the big issues that the council is looking at right now is what to do with the money that we received from PG&E in the settlement. Do you have ideas yourself as to how that should be used?
No, I do think that we need to listen. We had, our last council meeting. The residents have spoken and told us some of the things that they want to happen with the money. And I think that needs to be, on the priority list as far as when we're looking. But we definitely need to take care of the fire victims and make sure that they are able, they're whole, they're restored. I think that is very important. But other than that, I think we need to just choose very wisely. It sounds like a lot of money, but it appears that it is going to go very quickly.
Yeah. There's a lot of different ways to be to distribute those funds. Have you had a chance to look at the report that the council recently got that compiled different suggestions and things from the community?
Yes, although I do not have them right in front of me.
Okay. Lots of suggestions in that and different ideas coming to the forefront on how to be using those funds. What kinds of things do you look forward to doing here in the first year as we get into out of 2020 and into 2021?
I definitely believe it's going to be a very steep learning curve. So just reaching out to leaders that we currently have, and everyone has been you know, very helpful and supportive. And, you know, the text messages, the emails, you know, I'm here if you need me, have definitely gone out, and congratulations. And still being open and having the time to speak to the constituents in my district, but also the residents of Santa Rosa as a whole. Although I do represent District 7, I am one of seven votes on the city council for the city of Santa Rosa. So that's very important.
Well, we appreciate your time this morning and congratulations.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. That is Natalie Rogers. She is going to be the newest council member. The vote separated by 200 votes, and she ended up winning that seat, District 7, on the Santa Rosa City Council.